Hello and welcome to the CMF News Round, a look at the latest news and comment from the Christian Medical Fellowship with me, Andrew Horton. Our top stories: abortion counselling, MPs set to vote, mental health and abortion, the link is revealed, and the problems of a Western lifestyle go global. So, to our top story. The Christian Medical Fellowship is backing plans to ensure women considering abortion are offered independent counselling, separate from where they go to get an abortion. MPs Nadine Dorries and Frank Field have tabled an amendment to the Health and Social Care Bill, which is set to be voted on next Tuesday, the 6th of September. They're raising concerns there's a clear conflict of interest, with most abortion providers benefiting financially from every termination carried out. CMF is calling on members and anyone concerned about the issues to write to their MP and urge them to vote to back the amendment. Here's Philippa Taylor, CMF's head of public policy, telling us more about the thinking behind the amendment.
All they're requesting is that women have the opportunity to have access to independent counselling. There's not going to be any compulsory counselling offered, but simply women will be given the opportunity to access it. And that counselling will be completely separate from the abortion provision. So it will not be provided any longer by the abortion providers themselves. Dorries and Field are very concerned about the way that women's counselling is completely tied up in the abortion industry, so that those who are offering that counselling have a vested interest in carrying out an abortion, because that's where they get the money from.
In other news, a major new review has provided compelling evidence that women who have an abortion are at greater risk of developing mental health problems. In fact, that increased risk is 81% according to the findings of a report from US researcher Priscilla K. Coleman from Bowling Green State University, Ohio. She presents a meta-analysis of all the strongest studies currently available in what amounts to be the biggest piece of research of its kind. Findings included an increase of 34 and 37% for anxiety disorders and depression respectively, 110% increase in the likelihood of developing drug or alcohol problems, and 155% increase in the chance of becoming suicidal. Published in the prestigious British Journal of Psychiatry, it also found almost 10% of all mental health problems are directly linked to abortion. The report flies in the face of the fact that over 98% of all abortions in Britain are carried out supposedly to protect women's mental health. The Christian Medical Fellowship welcomes this timely report in light of the current debates on abortion counselling going on in Parliament. Also making the news, smoking, fast food and excessive alcohol consumption are set to be the next big health issue to appear on the global agenda, not just in the Western world. And UN representatives are meeting later this month to discuss the growing threat to the developing world from copying Western lifestyles and diets. So-called non-communicable diseases like cancer, heart disease and diabetes are expected to rise in Southeast Asia by 21% in the next decade. But the British Medical Journal has commented that industry interests are set to trump any evidence-based public health interventions. And that's all from the CMF News Round for another week. Do follow our blog for more breaking news and comment on issues Christian and medical. That's www.cmfblog.org.uk. www.cmfblog.org.uk. But for now, from me, Andrew Horton, goodbye.